Homeward Bound, October 14. Behold, the Bridegroom cometh. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. Matthew 25, verse 13. The proclamation, Behold, the Bridegroom cometh, in the summer of 1844, led thousands to expect the immediate advent of the Lord. At the appointed time, the Bridegroom came, not to the earth, as the people expected, but to the Ancient of Days in heaven, to the marriage, the reception of His kingdom. They that were ready went in with Him to the marriage, and the door was shut. They were not to be present in person at the marriage, for it takes place in heaven, while they are upon the earth. The followers of Christ are to wait for their Lord when He will return from the wedding. But they are to understand His work and to follow Him by faith as He goes in before God. It is in this sense that they are said to go in to the marriage. In the parable, it was those that had oil in their vessels with their lamps that went into the marriage. Those who, with a knowledge of the truth from the Scriptures, had also the Spirit and grace of God, and who, in the night of their bitter trial, had patiently waited, searching the Bible for clearer light, these saw the truth concerning the sanctuary in heaven and the Savior's change in ministration, and by faith they followed Him in His work in the sanctuary above. And all who, through the testimony of the Scriptures, accept the same truths, following Christ by faith as He enters in before God to perform the last work of mediation, and at its close to receive His kingdom, all these are represented as going in to the marriage. In the parable of Matthew 22, the same figure of the marriage is introduced, and the investigative judgment is clearly represented as taking place before the marriage. Previous to the wedding, the king comes in to see the guests, to see if all are attired in the wedding garment, the spotless robe of character, washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. The one who is found wanting is cast out, but all who upon examination are seen to have the wedding garment on are accepted of God and accounted worthy of a share in His kingdom and a seat upon His throne. This work of examination of character, of determining who are prepared for the kingdom of God, is that of the investigative judgment, the closing work in the sanctuary above. The Great Controversy, pages 427 and 428.